Well, good morning and welcome to worship here at Lakeside Church of the Brethren. Welcome to our online worship service. We're glad you're here. I'm Pastor Christian Becker and I welcome you today in Jesus' name. You know, we're not able to gather physically, but the good news is that we can gather digitally online. We still have Jesus' promise that where two or three gather in my name, I am with them. For some time now, online has been our only option, but we are exploring how quickly we can begin to meet together safely in our building. But until then, thank God for this technology. A couple of announcements quickly. Be sure to share the news about the sermon section of our website. It's where we post these services. If you have Facebook, remember to share the service announcement on the church's Facebook page to your page by clicking on the share button at the bottom of the page. If you haven't liked our Facebook page, please look it up and like it. Many folks are connected to our church there, and we can use it to post encouragement and communicate with each other. Let me know if I can help you set it up or if you have any questions about it. And remember to stay in touch over the phone and Facebook and check up on each other and your neighbors. Now's a good time to send a card in the mail. As Lakeside Church, we pray for and we encourage each other, and if there's a need, we seek to meet it. Also, you can send me a message through Facebook or our website, or you can give me a call if you have a prayer request. We sure miss seeing everyone, and while this situation lasts, remember to stay in touch and to pray for our leaders, pray for those that are ill, for our community, and for our church family. Now let's worship our great God and Savior. The Bible says, praise the Lord, praise the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord, for the Lord is good. I want to encourage you to lift your voice in praise to our God and to sing along. We are going to sing 10,000 Reasons.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, O my soul. Worship His holy name. Sing like never before, O my soul. I'll worship Your holy name. The sun comes up, it's a new day dawning. It's time to sing your song again. Whatever may pass and whatever lies before me, let me be singing when the evening comes. Bless the Lord, O my soul, O my soul. Worship His holy name. Sing like never before, O my soul. I'll worship Your holy name. You're rich in love and You're slow to anger. Your name is great and Your heart is kind. For all Your goodness I will keep on singing. 10,000 reasons for my heart to find. Bless the Lord, O my soul, O my soul. Worship His holy name. Sing like never before, O my soul, I'll worship Your holy name. And on that day, when my strength is failing, the end draws near, and my time has come, still my soul will sing Your praise unending. 10,000 years and then forevermore. Bless the Lord, O my soul, O my soul. Worship His holy name. Sing like never before, soul, I'll worship Your holy name. worship His holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul, I'll worship Your holy name. I'll worship Your holy name. I'll worship Your holy name.
All right, would you join me as an opening prayer? Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, we once again gather together in the name of our Savior, Jesus the Christ. Thank You that through the name of Jesus, we can be cleansed from sin and have peace in our hearts. We lift our prayer to You today and ask that You would heal our land. As we turn our hearts toward You and turn our eyes toward Your holy word, please meet with us and encourage us and inspire us. We pray again for all those in authority over us. Pray for our elected leaders, our president, our governors, the representatives. We pray that You would give them Your wisdom. We pray that You would help them to understand the times in which we live and what needs to be done. We pray for protection for our doctors, for our nurses and first responders, everybody on the front line of healthcare. Pray for protection for them. And we pray for healing for the ill, wisdom for those treating them. And we pray for Your grace, especially for those who are grieving and have had to give up loved ones. Pray for ourselves, for wisdom, Lord, protection for us and our families. We ask all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to thank all of the Lakesiders who are listening for continuing to support Lakeside Church with the Lord's tithes and your offerings. The Bible said that in the early church, the disciples gave each according to his ability. And the Apostle Paul adds that God is able to make all grace abound to you, so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work. Part of our worship when we meet is singing the doxology while we present the Lord's tithes and our offerings. And even though we're not together in the church building, I encourage you to sing like we were.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above, ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen.
For many, this season we're in seems like a bad storm. But one day the storm will pass and the sun will shine, and I want to invite you to listen to the words of this song, one of my favorite songs, and be encouraged in your faith till the storm passes by.
In the dark of the midnight, have I lost in my faith, while the storm sky, hold me fast
today I want to continue the Not Afraid series that we began last month. I want to share some timely thoughts with you from Craig Groeschel of Life Church. But before we turn to the Word of God, would you briefly join me as we talk again to the God of the Word? Lord God, we thank you today for who you are, that you are a holy God, and that you are good. As we open our Bibles, we pray that your living Word would touch all of our hearts today. For those who might find it difficult to trust in you, we pray that by the power of your Spirit and the truth of your Word, Lord, that you might teach us to put all our hope and all of our trust in you. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Last month, it seems to me that all the normal rhythms and routines of our life have been totally disrupted. It seems like everywhere we went, there was tension in the air. Have you felt that too? Events were canceled, grocery stores seemed full of people, but empty of food and much of the stuff that we needed. And maybe your kids are at home with you the first time in a long time, you're at home working, and you thought, you know, this is going to be really good, it's going to be fun. But then they start getting on your nerves, and you think, well, maybe I can trade that one for some hand sanitizer. I don't know about your family, but life isn't normal in any sense of the word. And if we're honest, some of us may be in a very difficult spot right now. You're concerned about your retirement, or some may be sick, perhaps very sick. And some of you may be worried about loved ones. Others may be working less hours than you like, or you had a job you love and then you don't have a job anymore. There's so much pain, so much uncertainty. Bills might be mounting, your marriage may be struggling, and because of everything we're going through today, we feel anxious and alone. There are some who can identify with the single mom who was chatting with a friend online, and she said she'd lost her job. She was stressed out, so her friend tried to encourage her, and she said, just trust in the Lord. And the single mom responded and said, I'm trying to trust in God. But how do I do it? How do I do it when there's no paycheck? How do I do it when I have bills to pay? How do I do it when I have children at home? I just don't know how I'm supposed to trust God. You know, it's very easy to tell someone, just trust the Lord. But when you don't have a paycheck, or you're battling depression, or you feel all alone, or when you feel like everything you thought was stable is unstable, how do you trust God at that moment? How do you trust God when you're anxious about the future? Well, I have some good news for you today. Anytime that I feel anxious or life is painful, like it is right now for many people, or whenever I feel alone and afraid, what I do is spend time reading the scripture, especially the Psalms. God's word helps me, and I believe it will help you today too. There's something about God's truth, the honesty of the author of the Psalms, and the comforting words that brings help to my troubled soul. So today we're going to look at the Psalms, and I believe it will help you practically and spiritually learn to trust God. So first let me ask this, how can we trust God? How do we trust in the Lord? The Bible says in Psalm 9, the Lord is a refuge for the oppressed, a stronghold in times of trouble. Those who know your name trust in you, for you, Lord, have never forsaken those who seek you. First, he says the Lord is a refuge for the oppressed. A refuge is a place that protects you from danger or trouble. If you're hurting, if you feel alone, if you feel oppressed, the Lord is a refuge for you. David says he's a stronghold in times of trouble. And then Scripture says something very interesting. It says, those who know your name trust in you, for you, Lord, have never forsaken those who seek you. And that makes sense because you're probably not going to trust somebody you don't know, right? Those who know your name trust in you. So the question then becomes, what is God's name? What do you call God? A comedian once said, I was 23 years old when I realized God's last name didn't start with the letter D and rhyme with slam it. Now, folks, that's not God's last name. But what is God's name? What do you call God? Those who know his name trust in the Lord. What do you call God? You say, well, why does it matter? Well, what you call someone really matters, because what you call them tells a lot about the relationship. The name that you use often reveals the depth of intimacy in that relationship. For example, my best friend, my wife, Marion, I call her my sweetheart. I call her honey. Those names describe the special relationship that we have together. What you call someone tells you so much about the relationship. For example, there are 4 people who call me daddy, and there are 7 who call me grandpa. What that means is I've told them a lot of bedtime stories, sung some songs to them at nighttime, and we've taken vacations together, and I've hugged them more than just about anybody else alive on the planet except my wife. What you call someone tells so much about the relationship you have with them. And what you call God reflects the intimacy of your relationship with Him. It shows us how well you know Him. So what do you call God? Now, some may call God the big guy in the sky or the man upstairs. Now, if that's what you call God, chances are you probably don't know Him that well. Because what you call someone reflects the depth of the relationship. Do you know what Jesus called God? He called God Abba. Abba, which means daddy, father, papa. And that reflected the intimacy of the relationship they had. What we call God shows our relationship with Him and how well we know Him. David said to God in Psalm 9, verse 10, "Those who know your name trust in you." How do you grow in your trust in God? You get to know His name. You get to know His character. What do you call God? Well, if you spend time in the Psalms, you'll notice that the authors address God and they'll say something like, "You are," and then they'll list an attribute of God. God, you are something. You are a quality, a metaphor, a characteristic. They'll give a title or a name. So let's look at some of the names or characteristics of God so you can get to know Him better. Because when you know His name, you'll be able to trust His heart, His character. So who is God? Let me tell you who God is. He is my strength. In Psalm 22, verse 19, one of David's prophetic songs, he says this to God. He says, "But you, Lord, do not be far from me." And then he calls God my strength. He says, after that, he says, "Come quickly to me. Come quickly to help me." So who is God? He is my strength. The Apostle Paul said in the New Testament that whenever you're weak, whenever you don't have enough strength on your own, God's strength is made perfect in you. In other words, every time that you have a weakness, you also have an opportunity to experience God's strength, God's power, God's presence. Maybe I'm speaking to you right now. You're hurting. You're overwhelmed. You feel like there's just too much going on. You don't know if you can make it another day. The news always seems to be bad. You don't know how you're going to make it. Give God your weakness. When you give Him your weakness, He will give you His strength. Who is God? He is my strength. He is your strength. When you feel like you can't go on, wait on the Lord. Maybe that's where you are. You're at the end of your own strength. You feel like you can't go on another day. Well, here's the good news. Who is God? He is your strength. In your weakness and in your vulnerability, your brokenness, His strength is made perfect. When you can't do any more, His power steps in. He is your strength. Who is God? God is your strength. Those who know His name trust in Him. God, you are my strength. Next, David tells us that God is a faithful God. He is a faithful God. I like the translation of the English Standard Version, the New Living Translation from the Hebrew, where David calls God his faithful God. He says, "Rescue me, Lord, for you are a faithful God." The problem is there's very few things in life that are faithful. People let you down. Circumstances disappoint us. The economy goes up. The economy goes down. There are times when you even let yourself down, aren't there? The good news is that the Apostle Paul told us in the New Testament that even when we're faithless, God is faithful. Wow. Who is God? God is faithful. I don't know about you, but I've let God down time and time again. I have failed God too many times to count, but his faithfulness has never failed me once. Never once. Who is God? He is a faithful God. His word is true. He is always faithful in every single way, and he won't lose his reputation on you or me. Do you know God? Who is God? Scripture says, God, you are my strength. God, you are always faithful. And another psalm, David says that God is our hope. Psalm 65, verse 5, in the New Living Translation, he says, you faithfully answer our prayers with awesome deeds, O God, our Savior. You are the hope of everyone on earth. God, who are you? You are my hope. I put my hope in you. In other words, our hope is not in a person or a leader or a government or a system or even in medicine. Our hope is in an all-powerful, ever-present, all-knowing God who spoke and created the universe. Our hope is in God. The Old Testament prophet Isaiah said this. He said, but those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. My hope is in you, God. Those who know God's name, those who know him intimately, those who trust in him, they can put their faith, their hope, their trust in God. God, who are you? Scripture says, God, you are my strength. God, you are always faithful. When everything else seems hopeless, you, God, are always my hope. The psalmist told us another characteristic or quality of God when he says that God is near. This one may be my favorite. Psalm 75, verse 1 says, we thank you, O God. We give thanks to you because you are near. People everywhere tell of your wonderful deeds. You know, back in the book of Genesis, chapter 26, God tells Jacob, he says, I am the God who is with you. In Exodus 3, God tells Moses, I will be with you. The truth of the Bible is that we have a God who is with us. He is near. In the New Testament, James says that when you draw near to God, if you're hurting or you're afraid, when you feel unsettled, unsure, anytime, every time you draw near to God, he draws near to you. God is not far off in some distant heaven somewhere, uninvolved in things on earth. He is a loving, caring, compassionate God who is always near, and he will never leave you. He will never forsake you. That's my God. My God is always with me. My God is always comforting me. My God is always strengthening me. My God is always hope. My God is always near. What do you call God? What you call him reflects how well you know him. And those who know his name, they trust in his character and his nature. Next, David tells us that God is good. But he's not just good, he is so good. He writes in Psalm 86, verse 5, the New Living Translation says, O Lord, you are so good, so ready to forgive, so full of unfailing love for all who ask for your help. The word good here means good in the widest possible sense. God is so good. Who is God? I love this. God isn't just good. He's so good. He's so, so good. And even Jesus said this. He said, so, if you sinful people know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give good gifts to those who ask him? God is good. He's always good. We say it this way. God is good all the time, and all the time, God is good. Listen, God is good when the economy is strong. He's good when the economy looks broken. God is good when you have a job, and God is good when you don't have a job. God is good when you're healthy, and God is still good. He is still faithful when you're not. He's not just good, he is so good. God isn't just ready to forgive. The scripture says he's so ready. He's so ready, which is really good news to some of us who do stupid things. Did this ever happen to your family? When we used to be able to drive to church, you know, you get in the car, you're on the way to the church, and you get in a fight with the kids on the way there, and dad's is like, you know, shut up, kids, we're going to church to worship God. Well, at least you don't have that now, right? except for one man who said that he was ready for online church and he got in a big fight with his wife because the kids wouldn't come. So he said, get in here now because we're going to worship God. Get in here for online church. Now, if you've done something like that, you've let yourself down or let God down. If you've done something, maybe you've done something much worse than that. You feel the weight of your sin. The Bible says that if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive our sins and purify or cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Isn't that wonderful? That's the kind of God we have. God isn't just ready to forgive. He's so ready. And God is not just loving. He is so loving. Love isn't just something he does. The Bible says love is something he is. God is love. It's his nature. And there's nothing you can do to get him to love you more. And there's nothing you've done that will cause him to love you less. He just loves you because that's who he is. What do you call God? God, you are my strength. God, you're always faithful. God, you're my hope. You're always near. You're so good. You're so ready to forgive. You're so loving. What do you call God? Because what you call God reflects what you know about him. Finally, we see that David says that God is my God. David says this in Psalm 118, verse 28. He says this about God: you are my God, and I will praise you. You are my God, and I will exalt you. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His faithful love endures forever. You are my God. Can you say that about God today? When I was a boy, I thought God was my God. I knew he was my father and mother's God. He was my grandparents' God. And I thought he was my God. But the day came when I realized I needed a God who could save me from myself, my sinful, self-centered ways. And so I called on him for myself. I put my faith in Jesus Christ, and he changed me. He loved me. He became my God. Do you feel anxious today? Are you hurting? Do you feel afraid? Then call out to God. Call out to him as if he were your God. Call on him. Cry to him. If you're hurting today, just tell him you're hurting. If you're mad, tell him. I promise you, he can handle it. I'm convinced that God would rather have you yell at him than to walk away. If you're in a relationship, he's your God. Just tell him what's on your heart. If you're afraid, cry out to him. Cast all your cares upon him, the Bible says, because he cares for you. So how do you trust in God? How do you do it when everything seems so unstable? How do you trust in him when you feel alone, when you feel anxious, when you feel afraid? Those who know his name find it easier to trust his heart. What we call someone tells us so much about our relationship with them. And what we call God tells us what we believe about God. What do you call God when you get to know him? The moment you feel weak, say, God, you are my strength. When the world feels unstable, we say, God, you are always faithful. If you feel anxious or unsure or afraid, say, God, you are my hope. When you feel isolated or alone or hurting, say, God, you are always near. You will never leave me. You will never forsake me. When you mess up, when you fail, you fall short, when you hurt others, when you sin against God, God's not just good. He's so good. He's not just ready to forget, he's so ready to forgive. He's not just love, he's full of unfailing love for anyone who calls on him, because God is love. God sent his son Jesus to give his life, to reveal his heart. God didn't just shout his love from heaven, but he showed his love on earth. And when you're hurting and feeling low, it's time for you to look up and talk, not to the big guy in the sky, but talk to a faithful and loving and forgiving God who is near. Because if you know him like that, he's not just someone else's God. You can say, he's my God. Because those who trust in him, those who know his name, they trust his heart. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we want to know you in a more intimate way so we can fully trust in you. If you're listening and you agree with that, you can just tell God, that's me, that's me. Lord, I pray that something from your word today would cling to our hearts and minds. One of your unfailing attributes, your goodness, your faithfulness, your presence, your grace. God, help us to know you more intimately so we could trust you more completely. Father, for so many who are hurting, may they find peace in your presence, the peace that only you can give, a peace that goes beyond our human ability to understand. And I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Maybe you're watching and this isn't normal for you, but we're not in normal times and you recognize you need something different. Maybe the very thing you need is not security in this world, but maybe you need a spiritual security. Jesus Christ can give that to you. Who is Jesus? Jesus is the Son of God. He was perfect in every way. The Bible says that he shed his innocent blood on the cross for the forgiveness of our sins. He gave his life, and our God, who was always faithful, raised him from the dead so that anyone, and this includes anyone who calls on that name that is above every name, your sins would be forgiven and you would be completely new. God's not just good. He's so good. He's not just ready to forgive you. He is so ready to forgive you. He's not just loving. He is so loving, and he loves you. He always has, and he always will. Would you say, I recognize that he may be somebody else's God today, but he's not yet my God? But I want him to be my God. I want to know him. If that's you, then today I invite you to turn away from your old life, to turn away from your sins, and to call on his name, the name that is above every name, the name of Jesus. When you call on that name, our God will hear your prayer, and he will forgive your sins. In that moment, all the past is gone and everything will become new, because that's just how good our God is. Wherever you are, just pray a simple prayer from your heart. Just pray and get to know the goodness of God. You can say something like this: Heavenly Father, please forgive my sins. Jesus, I put my trust in you. Would you be my Savior? I want to know your goodness, your grace, and your love. Fill me with your Spirit so that I can trust in you, so I can live for you, and so I can be a faith spreader, a love giver, and a hope dealer. Showing your love everywhere I go, I'm trusting in you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If that's you, welcome to the family of God. Get yourself a Bible and start reading the New Testament Gospel of John. And then get connected to a good church that teaches and preaches the Bible, God's Word. Well, today I want to invite you to make this beautiful song your prayer and sing it to the Lord. Or you can listen along if you like. The song is called Gentle Shepherd.
Gentle Shepherd, gentle shepherd.
now may the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. And may the God of peace be with you. Amen. God bless you, and Lord willing, I'll see you back here next week, and maybe soon we'll be beating back together again at Lakeside Church of the Brethren. And remember, listen to the Bible. It's great for your soul.